This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Trump's had a lot on his plate this week. The Supreme Court nomination, as we were talking about earlier, his big European trip as well. Landed in Brussels earlier this afternoon, by the way, for those NATO meetings that start tomorrow. Then Queen Elizabeth and Vladimir Putin later on. But in between all that, he found time yesterday to go after another American company on his Twitter feed. Here's what he said on Monday. Quote, Pfizer and others should be ashamed that they have raised drug prices for no reason. End of quote. Pfizer did, in fact, raise prices earlier this month on about 10% of its medications, the company says. Among them, Viagra. But the thing is that even as the branded market for erectile dysfunction drugs is getting more expensive, the generic side of that business is booming. Last month, the Food and Drug Administration cleared five companies to produce and sell the generic Sildenafil. And lo and behold, capitalism being what it is, prices for that Viagra substitute have already begun to fall. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at how Pfizer continues to profit from its ED drug while companies are elbowing their way into that multi-billion dollar market.
Until Viagra hit the scene in the late 90s, treatment options for erectile dysfunction were limited. One drug on the market, Cavergect, had to be injected in a sensitive spot. Kent Bernard was a lawyer with Pfizer for 28 years.
When we acquired Pharmacia, which owned Upjohn, which owned that product, we actually had access to the training tapes. I have to tell you, having watched those once, you would not want to come within a mile of using that product.
So it's probably no surprise Viagra brought in boatloads of revenue for Pfizer, more than $25 billion, according to market research company Statista. One reason? Commercials like these.
Viagra, America's most prescribed.
Viagra, or at least its legacy, lives on. Pfizer's extensive marketing campaign helped demystify erectile dysfunction. 62 million men around the world have taken the drug since it launched in 1998. As the Viagra patent sunsets, Pfizer is doing whatever it can to hold on to the market. Scott Hemphill of NYU says Pfizer figures, if you can't beat them, join them.
The branded firm sees generics coming and says, I can do that. And they get into the generic business themselves. If you can make a couple billion dollars, why wouldn't you?
To goose profits, Pfizer launched its own generic late last year at a discount of about 50%. That's a time-worn strategy for drug makers. On top of that, the company just boosted the list price of its branded Viagra to $74 a pill, a 9% jump. Pfizer declined a comment for this story, but the company is betting that some consumers will always prefer the branded product. Tori Marsh with the consumer website GoodRx says Pfizer's Viagra still has 15% of the market.
It's kind of a testament to how well Pfizer has done with having this huge marketing around Viagra and the branding, and it's been a really big success.
Today, the American Urological Association estimates as many as 30 million men are affected by ED. That is a huge market. The five manufacturers getting in it will sell their version of the generic Sildenafil at prices ranging from $30 a pill to as little as 60 cents per pill, according to analytics company Elsevier. Tori Marsh with GoodRx expects the feeding frenzy to intensify.
The fact that the fills for Viagra are dropping and fills for generics are increasing, more and more companies are going to see that this is a good play.
GoodRx finds that plummeting prices have lured in more customers. University of Pittsburgh urologist Ben Davey says he's beginning to prescribe generics to his patients.
We can easily get generic versions of Sildenafil, mostly through wholesale pharmacies like Costco has a $4 version for 20 milligrams. Patients commonly will go there, get their steak and their Viagra together, and make it a day.
One of Viagra's competitors, Cialis, is expected to lose its patent protections this fall, which means more low-cost alternatives flooding the market. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.